Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, and I am so glad you're here today. I'm the CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and we are going to dive into God's Word in just a moment, but I want to remind you that if you enjoy these devotionals, to subscribe, like, share, comment, put in your huddle, pray about, whatever you need to do to make it so that you are involved with us. Today's going to be a great day. Look at Psalm 34, verses 1 through 5. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. Today is going to be a day that you have the opportunity to bless the Lord at all times. If you're in a trial, you're going to bless the Lord. If you're in success, you're going to bless the Lord. If you're in a time of depression, you're going to bless the Lord. If you're in a time of joy and happiness, you are going to bless the Lord. Why? Because God's praise is going to continually be in your mouth. You're going to have an opportunity to share the praises of Jesus. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. You're not going to boast in your emotions or your desires or your feelings. Our world has gone too far that direction. We're going to boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. And so today is a day of rejoicing. Today is a day of blessing. Today is a day of boasting in the Lord. And this is why it is so important, because in Washington State, there are so many things that could get us down, out, depressed. You know, I was just looking at gas prices over here in Seattle area, $4.59 a gallon, where in other places like in Idaho, where near where I live, it's $3.25. I mean, it's $1.25 cheaper. So why would I rejoice? Well, you're not rejoicing in gas prices. You're rejoicing in the Lord. And it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. What does that mean to magnify? It means to expand and to grow and to bring attention to. If I put my magnifying glass on something, it takes something small and makes it look big. So what you're going to do is you're going to take someone who may think, well, the Lord is small, and you're going to show his goodness, his mercy, and his grace today and say, the Lord is big, and let us exalt his name together. We can do that together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. So today is a day of rejoicing, bringing hope into situations that we encounter. I don't care if you're showing up as a teacher or an educator, or if you're looking into being a construction worker and you're showing up on the job site, or you're a pastor or an elder or a deacon. It doesn't matter to me. I believe that if we all start rejoicing, not in our circumstances, but in who God is, it is going to change our state from the inside out. So you have an opportunity today to change this state of Washington that we live in, from a hopeless society, hopeless culture, into a place that rejoices in God, from a place where all we seem to be able to do as conservatives is lose, to where we say, no, narrow is the road. We rejoice in the things that God wants to do and bring attention to who God is, to magnify the Lord together and to exalt his name. So our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand. So I hope that is encouraging for you today. I hope you'll share this devotional with someone else. It is important for the algorithms to like, share, subscribe, and to comment. Also want to encourage you, if you have not become an FPIW contributor or donor yet, we would love to have you be on one of our financial partners. It just really does help us out. So I hope you're having a great day, and go out there and share Jesus with someone. God bless you.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.